Yeah, I don't know what happened at the end of this report. It was stopped, so I'm resuming again. I've completed the last one. Next relation is Yvonne, Yvonne, Michenti. Michetle. Telephone number is 586-843-5029. Date of birth is 7/31/1953. Subject to Arjita. Patient was seen by a doxy. She has consented for appointment. Period. Yvonne described that she was doing well, but she tried to reduce the doses of her clonopin, but it is hard for her to do that. Because she tried, as was recommended, that she should take only a quarter tablet on 2 times a week. Rest of the time she can take 0.5 milligrams of clonopin. She was not able to do that. But yet she described that she is getting very anxious, worried, and not suicidal. She wanted to know how she can wean off from the clonopin. I further discussed that if she cannot do it, she can do only once a week, 0.25 milligram, and rest of the time she keep taking 0.5 milligram, period, to which she agreed. She is also claimed that she is working better with the doxycycline 10 milligram, helping a lot. She was alert, oriented, her mood was, euthymic affect was anxious, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She is concerned about not able to wean off from the clonopin. PSC describes she is not taking this medication from any other place. Her judgment size seems to be fair. Diagnosis, excess 1, persistent depressive disorder with anxiety, hypothyroidism, obesity, hypercholesterolemia, period, chronic pain, plan, continue the plan, doxycycline 10 milligram at bedtime, 30 days was gathered, clonopin 0.5 milligram, PRN for 30 days. Patient has been undergoing reduction process of the doses of the clonopin, but she is unable to do that. Therefore, it was changed to only one day in a week she can take 0.25 milligram. This patient agreed with the plan, and follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next question on Lisa Ingram, Lisa Ingram. Her date of birth is 2/15/1983. Telephone number is 313-826-5884. Identification date, subject to agita. Lisa was tearful and depressed. She described that the workplace also want another letter in which we should not focus a diagnosis, and as she is looking forward to transfer to some so different facility. She is working for the post office for many years, and she has a lot of difficulty with her supervisor. But yet today she was sad, depressed, and anxious about her situation. But she has sleeping or like eating good. She describes her diabetes has been improved currently. She has been taking Zoloft 150 milligram daily and Abilify 5 milligram daily. She wanted to stop Trazodone. I explained her that she can stop Trazodone. She does not have to take it. Risk benefit side effect, I explained. She was alert and oriented times 3. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any persecutory feeling. Her judgment size is fair. She is of average intelligence, be it assessment major depressive disorder, chronic diabetes mellitus, undergoing lot of stress at work, and be it plan, diabetes mellitus, continue Zoloft 50 milligram daily, Abilify 5 milligram daily, a 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was explained. encouraged to continue seeing her therapist, and to which she agreed. End of dictation. Next evaluation is an initial evaluation. Her name is Rena Wheeler, R-E-N-A Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R. Date of birth is 5-8-1989. Telephone number is 586-883-0810. Her date of evaluation is 8-29-2022. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for the treatment. Initial identification data. Rena is a Rena is a 33-year-old single Caucasian female who was following outpatient program through comprehensive counseling, but to stop in 2018, and she wanted to be seen for her care. Today, Rena described that she has not been able to see due to the COVID, but she is still feeling sometimes depressed, sad, problem with the sleep, at times cry, but denies never made any attempt to suicide or never feels suicidal. She describes she is not hearing voices, but sometimes she goes period of anxiety, which are panic in nature, and it lasts for 10 to 15 minutes, and heavy mood swings. Sometimes get more hyper, other time get more depressed, but she claimed that she has noticed that Prozac has been helping her, and she was getting the refill of prescription from her primary care doctor. Denies any problem of psychosis or any suicidal thoughts or any difficulty with any problems. She is taking care of her activity of daily living. Her past psychiatric history, positive for previous psychiatric admission. Social history denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Health history is unremarkable. She is working at as a custodial at Lakeshore Public School, PH. She has a father who is undergoing dementia. Mother is there. She has a brother and sister. She is youngest in the family, living in an apartment, PH. Her depression started about 5 years ago, PH. Drug history, on mental examination, she presented as a 5 feet 4 inches in height, tall, Caucasian female, 162 pounds in weight. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations, or any perceived feeling. She denies panic attack right now or any anxiety attack, period. Her immediate memory was fair, recall was fair, thought process, coherent, logical, organized, no auditory visual hallucinations, perceived feeling. She was having good eye contact, obstruction ability was fair, judgment sight is good. She was appears to be of average intelligence. She indicated her depression started after the death of one of her friend, period. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed with period of anxiety. Axis 2, defer axis 3, defer axis 4. Psychosocial stress. Living alone, axis 5, 50. Prognosis guarded, recommendation. I discussed with her the risk, benefit, and side effects. She liked to be continuing on Prozac 10 milligrams daily. And also, for anxiety, I have her panic attack. I gave her 8.5 milligrams. PRN for 30 days, period. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. Follow appointment was given in 2 weeks to assess the response of the medication. Patient prescription generally filled in Optima Pharmacy. Patient appear. Can you put in, the patient was alert, oriented, time 3, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright. This is the end of dictation. Next location is Julie Waters. Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Her date of birth is 8-27-1959. Telephone number is 586-202-4663. Subjective and objective data. Julie was tearful, labile, and just cry up and reported that her mother is getting more sick, period. However, she describes she stopped all other medications, only she is taking Prozac, period. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized, she denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, or any paranoid delusion. Her immediate memory of fear, recall was fair. She described that as per discussion about starting on lithium to potentiate Prozac to help her depression. She has undergone complete checkup, blood workup and EKG from Dr. Beckley, B-I-K-L-E-Y, and they are going to fax it to the office comprehensive counseling on last week. However, I explained them, so far it has not yet come, but as soon as it comes, I will review and make sure that she is good for starting lithium, to which she agreed. Period. In the meantime, she wanted to continue with the current medication. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, depressed, excess 2, deferred excess 3, deferred excess 4, psychosocial stress, problem with esteem, concern about mother sickness, excess 560, problems with guarded recommendation. Patient, plan. As recommendation, I have given a prescription for Prozac 40 milligram daily for 30 days. Rest benefit, side effect, rest pain. I will see her in 2 weeks. If the blood work comes, I will start on lithium in a smaller doses and adjust the doses, and adjust the response. Patient agreed with the plan. End of dictation. Next location is Shahra Judd, S-A-R-A-H, J-U-D-D. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Identification data. Sarah was pleasant, happy, cooperative. Described that she hardly used any Xanax, period. She is working and going out, taking care of her 5-year-old daughter. Recently, she came to know that her husband is going to get married, period. Which she feel tense, then later on she accepted. Here I further explained that it is right now it is better that she should think about something else. Period. She has been seeing a therapist and compliance with the medication. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Her immediate memory was fair, recall was fair, period. Thought pause was coherent, logical, no nightmares or flashbacks. She described she is feeling much better. She is of average intelligence, no side effect of the medication. Patient has been taking Remeron 50 mg at bedtime and Xanax 0.5 mg whenever she need assessment. Major depressive disorder, recurrent post-traumatic stress disorder due to separation about a year ago. Plan, continue the Remeron 50 mg at bedtime. Xanax 0.5 mg, I gave 5 tablets. 30 days follow-up appointment was given. Patient encouraged to continue seeing her therapist. Peer risk benefit side effect explained. This is the end of dictation. So it looks like I have got total of 9 dictation. Out of them, there, I think, 2 are initial, especially the Klein Hens and Rena Wheeler period. And no, Colleen Skywars, Rena Wheeler, and Hans Klein. They are three initial relation. Thank you very much for transcription. Appreciate your help, Dr. Stogi. Bye-bye.